brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and XMWX Satellite Weather. Changed your mind about who makes the world's quietest, most comfortable aviation headset? Then come by Lightspeed's booth and learn about our Zulu special and the expanded trade-up program. And be sure to cast a vote for your favorite aviation charity. The top five will each receive no less than $10,000 from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. See us in booth D51 through D53.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb. I'm reporting from Sun and Fun 2010, and right now I'm talking with Mike Ducker, and he's the Chief Operating Officer of FedEx, and one of the winners of the Lindbergh Award this year, which is an award that recognizes corporate responsibility in regards to the environment. So, Mike, thanks for talking to us, and can you tell us a little bit about what FedEx has been doing to qualify for this award?
Thank you, Mary. And first, let me say that we're deeply honored to be the recipient of this this year's Lindbergh Award. It represents so many of the values that our company holds dear. So we're deeply grateful to the foundation for this award. As far as what we're doing today, I think really at FedEx's core, we've been about sustainability since the very day we were founded. Always looking for ways to apply technology to our business to make it more efficient for our employees, better for our customers, and really better for the environment, whether it be electric or hybrid vehicles, and we're the largest operator of hybrid vehicles in a transportation fleet, whether it be more fuel-efficient aircraft that give you less emissions, whether it's solar power for our hubs in Oakland, California, or Cologne, Germany, whether it's recyclable packaging material, all of those things are just indicative of what FedEx is doing to better our environment.
Okay, thanks. Well, fuel efficiency, I guess, helps your bottom line at the same time, right?
Yes, it's a double win. Obviously, more fuel-efficient airplanes help the bottom line, but they also create less emissions and allow us to serve our customers better. So, I think in terms of marrying technology with the kind of business that we're in, it's a win-win for customers, consumers, and the environment.
Now, have you experimented with any kind of alternative fuels?
Certainly. We're doing a lot of research around alternative fuels for jet aircraft. None of those obviously have come to fruition yet, but we spend a lot of time and energy on alternative fuels and trying to find just better uses for our aircraft that would make us not only more fuel efficient, cheaper, but also cleaner and greener for the environment, and we have a whole corporate sustainability program that is underway at our company, and for many years we've been doing all those things that add up to sustainability, but we've grouped them all under a large umbrella now and are starting to talk about really what's at the core of FedEx, and its march toward the sustainability goals that we've established.
Okay, and do you see any big changes in technology coming down the pike, like unmanned aerial vehicles or any kind of other things in the works that might really change the way that business is done?
Clearly, I think if you think about the relative youth of aviation and the innovation that we've already seen, I think if you look at the next century of aviation, we'll be stunned at what the technological advances will be and the uses that we will find for aviation in our world of tomorrow.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much. We're deeply appreciative, as I said.
Okay, this is Mary Grady reporting from Sun and Fun 2010 with Mike Ducker of FedEx, and thanks for listening.
XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at Sun and Fun booth C24 or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.